Hey everybody, this is Caddy. We're in the March Cafe. We have Simon, who
Hi.
I don't want to say he's like my favorite person to do a cafe with, but I do have this sort of shorthand with him, doing a radio show with him, so it's kind of easy when he's in the cafe. What do you have to drink today, Simon?
What do you think I've got in my coffee cup?
Coffee.
Exactly.
You
It's really nice.
do?
There's not much left. Oh my God, there's a tiny little bit
Oh,
left
I
in
see it.
there.
You have a little
Oh, but
like.
it's very nice. It's cold. I've been drinking it for the last half an hour, but I don't mind that. I like it. If you drink coffee too quickly, you know what happens? You get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, you get all wired up. So this month on the cafe with Simon, there's a lot coming up for Duran Duran. There
God, isn't
is
there just, yeah.
the launch of your perfume.
Perfume to two fragrance launch. One is called
Yep.
Neo Rio, the other one is called Black Moonlight. It's a collaboration between Duran Duran and S Sir Joff, we call it, which is spelt XERJOFF. We've been working with this very nice Italian guy called Sergio, who is really, he's the CEO and the driving force behind this whole company. And we've been using our noses. We've been really smelling stuff and thinking about it. And yeah, it's been great.
That you have an album coming out on Record Store Day. You're going to be doing shows this
Do
summer,
we?
and it was just announced that you guys, I think it's so wonderful, you're performing at the AMFAR Gala in Cannes on
Oh,
May
yeah.
22nd.
Yep.
So there's just so much coming up, and I think we would have you back in the cafe sometime this summer. So I wanted to use this opportunity of a little bit of downtime to take questions from people who always have questions for you.
Okay.
So the first one comes from Anu Lehtinen, and
I knew.
she said, I think she's a she. I hope she's a
Well, it'd be
she.
funny if her surname was Carr, wouldn't it? A new car.
Anu, she says, your lyrics often evoke vivid imagery and powerful sensations. Do you see yourself more as a storyteller or a poet who paints with words?
Fucking hell, neither of those things. It both sound a little bit pretentious. I've seen myself as a songwriter. I like to catch a little idea, and you know, I think maybe sometimes I paint like an impressionistic picture with words that don't necessarily have a linear train of thought, but they create an image and they create a feeling. That was one of my definite sort of techniques of writing lyrics. Other times I've got a story I want to tell. I just think as I've got older, I think the more truth, the more of yourself you can put into it, the more you can draw on your life, your experiences, the stronger those lyrics are going to be.
That's a nice answer to a nice question, actually. Mia Cleave asks if Duran Duran hadn't become one of the mainstay bands of this century, what career would you have pursued after your success?
Do you mean after the success of the band?
Let's say Duran Duran broke up in 1986 and that was it. Like, what would you have
Well,
done?
I mean, I probably would have tried to carry on with music. I mean, music is my thing, you know. Failing that, I would have attempted to get into acting. I mean, and I think success with the band would have given me a bit of a leg up on that
Yeah.
score. But what I've realized now is that I like spending time outside, and I would really be happy doing an outdoor job. You know, I wouldn't be a particularly great football coach, or in sp I wouldn't be, I don't think I'd be great in sport, but you know, I would love to be, I'd like to do design, garden design, landscape gardening.
Landscape
And get my
architecture.
hands a bit dirty as well, you know. Yeah, that would be good for me.
That's a college major now, landscape
Well, it's a
architecture.
fantastic job.
Did you see that Ted Lasso's coming back for a fourth season?
I did not. No, I didn't. Is
Did
that
you
good?
watch that show or no?
Some of it, yeah. I mean, I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I
It
like the
kind of
beginning.
reminded me. It's got that same. It reminded me of Schitt's Creek.
I
In that it
love
had
Schitt's
that
Creek.
kind of those, oh God, everybody. I mean, Schitt's Creek is a genius show, actually. Ted Lasso is all right. I mean, you know, it's
Yeah.
sort of funny and it's nice. It's that approach to TV, where you have a situation, you have a sort of a general scene, a situation, and then you have different sort of episodes arrive, that, how that affects the situation, how the people react to them, and that leading up to a sort of a culmination. Whereas Schitt's Creek, there was the kind of it led up to the sort of the leaving, and how really they should have. That they really wanted to stay there and be happy there. Well, they did sort of, didn't they? That was one of the best TV series ever made, I think.
I love that show. One year for Halloween, I dressed Tanner as David and Hayden as what was the sister called?
And Alexa, Alexa,
Alexa. And Hayden kept going,
Alexis.
David.
Say that. Oh no, you go. It's
David.
but mom. It's
The mom.
the
Oh
bebe.
my.
I'm going to have a baby. All right.
Oh, we could do a
She
whole.
invented, she's amazing. She in what's her name? The actress? Very
Oh my God, she's the
yeah, I
mom
know.
in Home Alone. I
I
love her.
know. She was in
She's
Beetlejuice. It was extraordinary.
in
What's her name?
Beetlejuice. She's in all
God.
the Christopher Guest movies.
Catherine O'Hara, that's the one. I
I
mean, she's
love her.
absolutely genius.
She is.
Do that. Okay. Let's
I love
move on.
her wig wall.
Ha
Okay, Kian. Kian Yamaguchi says, I need an updated Simon's Reader. Although I have an official question, what new books have you been reading and are you open to giving us some recommendations?
Yes, okay, I'll do it right now.
Let's have it.
Okay, so I would say if you haven't read them, the most important books that I've read are the Mick Heron Slow Horses series. Apple TV have made it into an incredible series, starring Gary Oldman. Honestly, the books are better. I mean, I love the TV series, but you just haven't got the kind of detail. And what you get in the books is Mick Heron's kind of take on the world as well as the characters. You can't do that so easily on the screen. He talks about the way the fog kind of looks into the office and sort of turns its nose up at and up at it and thinks, oh, I'm not going in there. It's so clever. It's absolutely brilliant writing. Mick Heron, the Slow Horses series. And the other one I've been really getting into is an author called Lisa Jewell. She's been writing books on a regular basis for decades now. She started off with kind of family dramas, but she's gone into crime, and her crime is just it. It she the, It's twisted. It's very twisted what happens. And she, but she writes about, real things like stalkers and, jealousy and things like that. Very reminiscent in some ways of the great Ruth Rendell. Ruth Rendell is, and she wrote two kinds of books, really. They're all kind of crime books, but she had the Inspector Wexford novels,
Oh,
which
yeah.
are great, but it's the ones I love, the ones that don't have the Inspector Wexford in them. There's things like what's it called, The Crocodile Girl. Oh God, there's so many of them. She wrote so many of them, and I've had so many of them. I mean, they are just Google Ruth Rendell and the non Inspector Wexford novels. You have to separate those out. I would recommend those any day.
Did you ever read Demon Copperhead?
Yeah, I certainly did read Demon Copperhead. I thought it's really good. I think it's great. I love it. In fact, I did that on audiobook. And who was the narrator? It was a great voice because it was a real southern voice that was the narrator of that.
Brian's listening to it right now on audio
Yeah,
too. It
it's
says,
great.
okay, Allison Hayes Burke says, what info can you divulge regarding Reportage? Fans are very excited that it might come out.
Okay, well,
Are you
what I can
pleading
tell
the
you is
fifth?
this. What I
Yeah.
can tell you is that what I can tell you is this, that in the early in the, well in the sort of mid 2000s, around sort of 2004, 2005, 2006, we were working on what turned out to be then our last album with Andy Taylor. It had the working title Reportage. We started working on it in Northern California at Andre Agassi's house, no less. He lent us his house, which had a big room that we turned into a recording studio. I also played a lot of tennis there. and we worked with Michael Patterson on it, and we got very far along with this album. I mean, we had like more than 15, 16, 17 tracks, I think. And then we had our parting of ways with Andy Taylor, and it was decided that it would be much simpler for us to re to just shelve that album and start something new, which we did with Justin Timberlake and Timbaland and Nate Hills. And we produced Red Carpet Massacre. So and also all so all that time, Reportage has been sitting on the shelf, gathering dust. And we've brought it out again. We've sorted out our differences with Andy, obviously. And we've just started work on it again. It is brilliant. It sounds, I mean, it does. It, if you compare it to Paper Gods and Future Past, it doesn't sound quite like the same band. Well, it isn't because it doesn't, you know, it has Andy Taylor playing guitar on it, and it is much more reminiscent of the sort of early Duran Duran. And I think you hear a lot of that, the stuff that made us very identifiable in the early 80s. You're going to hear that on Reportage. I cannot give you any more details than that. I'm not going to give you song titles or anything else. I just think that you will really, if you like early Duran, you're going to love some of the stuff on this.
I have questions. Is it going to come out in 2025 or you don't know?
I don't know. We have to finish it. I mean, we don't set ourselves that kind of deadlines, because that's how you end up putting out pieces of work that are not finished. When it's finished, it's finished. It doesn't seem to have an awful lot of work to do on it. I don't know. I'm not sure. We might be rushing it if we're trying to get it out this year.
Just wondered.
Or, you know, we
So,
have got touring and everything else to do.
yeah, that's true. Samantha Neild says, "Hi Simon, I recently read Terry Pratchett's Dodger's Guide to London, and in the guide to terms used, I found flim flammer, flam, and Judy. Is that a coincidence or an inspiration for the Election Day lyric?"
Flim Flam and Judy. I'd never read a Terry Pratchett book when I wrote that that licorice. No, I definitely I Flim Flam and Judy. Maybe it is a sort of phrase that I picked up in the back of my head. Maybe it sort of did exist before. I definitely put it down, not thinking either, to be honest with you. You often write things and you think, I'm not sure whether I've invented that or if I'm just repeating something I've heard. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's just words.
That's a cool. I didn't. I yeah. I
I mean,
was.
you know, when you hear that in Election Day,
Yeah.
Flim Flam and Judy, you know exactly what I mean, right?
Right.
You know exactly what I mean. All that kind of stuff.
Stuff. I
Stuff
like
that you
that.
don't want to get too distracted by.
Flim Flam and Judy. I'm gonna say that to my kids. Diane Forgione says, "All of my favorite lead singers of all of my favorite bands have understandably lost a bit of their vocal range and strength, but you. How have you kept your vocal performance so incredibly well preserved?"
I had a voice lift. I think I've really tried to maintain my physical fitness. You know, I've talked about this before, but I think singing is a whole body operation. You need a whole strong body. So I maintain as strong a body as I can. You know, I'm 66 years old now, and I'm feeling, you know, I do feel some things kind of getting weaker, but I work very hard at trying to keep my general fitness good. I like walking. I think if you walk and do some strength exercises like press-ups, you really do yourself a big favor as you get older. Singing, you need that muscle. You need muscle mass, and you need strength. You need stamina, and I've managed to hang on to enough of that.
I've just recently been trying to work on my balance. Because I read, like, your core
Yeah,
bound.
yeah, yeah.
Remember when you and I and Yasmin walked to the top of Red Rocks?
Oh God, yes, I
Did you
do. That
think
was
you were going to
wonderful.
lose me on that walk?
Oh, I wasn't looking behind me. You were there
I was
somewhere
there.
in
I
the
made it.
distance.
Samantha Cipriani says, of these solo projects, Do That Dance with Nile Rodgers, Gray Lady of the Sea, Gray Lady of the Sea, Follow in My Footsteps with Susanna Hoffs, and Dream Boys with Nick Wood, which excited you the most?
Wow. What was the list again?
Do
I
That
know Nick
Dance with
Wood, Do That
Nile,
Dance with
Gray Lady
Nile.
of the Sea, Follow in My Footsteps with Susanna Hoffs, and Dream Boys with Nick Wood.
It's very hard because it's so different. I look, you do you're if you get to do anything with Nile Rodgers, you are so fucking lucky. Susanna Hoffs is an amazing icon. I have so much respect for her. I think she's a wonderful, beautiful person, and it was great doing that with her and with Jonathan Elias. That Dream Boys was a song that I really cared about because I wrote that all by myself, and it was at a time, it was in a difficult time, and it kind of, I managed to kind of put into it a lot of the passions that I was going through at that time. A lot of it came out in that song. A lot of the self, the disappointment in myself as well. And so it had, so somehow it feels a lot more like me, that one.
And Gray Lady of the Sea.
I Grey Lady of the Sea, obviously. Well, that was another thing that came from the Round the World Yacht Race. I mean, yeah, I appreciate them all. I wouldn't want to choose one over any other, to be honest with you.
I Wish Dream Boys came out, or I could stream it. I just love that song. Tracy Lewis asks, if you were given the opportunity to re-release a single of Duran Duran's in 2025, which one do you think would knock the socks off of today's listeners?
Careless Memories, I think.
Oh, that's a good
Yeah, I would
answer.
choose Careless Memories because I think it would fit right in with the modern sort of punk scene that's going on. It's got that edginess to it, and I think the world needs edgy music at the moment. We're in edgy times, aren't we? Let's face it.
Let's face it. John Murray asks, who is your pick for breakout act of 2025?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, I'm very tempted to say, all these artists that we've just played have gone right out of my brain. I think Split System are looking really good. They've got a new album coming out. I'm very excited by another Australian act. What's her name? Who we play today? There you go. This happened to you as well.
It always happens to me. Hold on. Alana. Oh no,
No,
she just
no,
lives
no,
in
no,
Australia.
no.
Sex Mask?
Yeah, Sex Mask. I think there's something about them. I mean, hey, or Cooley and Angie are looking quite good too. There's so much stuff out there. It's very difficult to choose, and it's very fatuous to try and predict.
Get that word.
Okay, I think we've got time for one more question.
Orestes Jimenez asks, how does it feel to have reached into so many lives with the power of your voice and lyrics, to know that you brought something out of the ether and straight into our minds and hearts?
That's an interesting question. I mean, in some ways, I take it for granted, really, because if you start, because I you have to accept it, obviously. But if you spend too much time thinking about it, it's a bit like climbing up a great big tall tower and then looking down, sort of don't call me Highness because it's a long way down, as the song goes. Oh, I might put that in the bush. That's how I feel. I think it's, I don't, it's a wonderful thing. I feel very honored to have that place, but I don't spend an awful lot of time thinking about it because I'm trying to think about the next thing that we're doing or the thing we're on.
Thank you so much, Simon, for your time in the cafe. I know how busy you are. You've got Whoosh, you've got a show that you, or a launch this week, and you're in the studio. So thank you so much. I think we'll see you back in the cafe June, July, like sometime in July.
Okay.
So,
All
and
right.
we'll have loads to talk about. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the
It's
best.
always a pleasure in the cafe. Everybody, have a great time. We love you very much. Bye.